Episode 2107, Unity in Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. Are you enjoying your weekend? I hope you're having a glorious time. I also hope you're having time with your spouse. You know, we get so caught up in the busyness that we forget that we are to be one with our spouse. It's all about unity in marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. There is no magic potion to create unity in marriage. Compromise is questionable, fights more feasible. After tying the knot, together feels more apart. Every day just seems like a battle to get what you want. You married your partner not for what he did, but what you could do together, right? That's what you enjoyed when you were dating. Why is it that something so easy prior to I do makes something so challenging after we do? Think about it. Doesn't matter where you are in your marriage right now. It doesn't matter if you've been married 10 days. It doesn't matter if you're engaged to be married. And it doesn't matter if you've been married 35 years. We have challenges when it comes to unity in marriage. Marriage is a union of two people, not one, right? It's not a one-person deal. It's a commitment between two. And the union seems manageable at first. But soon, you know, we can become complacent and we settle for what is not hard. It's like, come on, I'll take the easy road. Sign me up, I'm there. And this struggle is found in most marriages. It doesn't matter what end of the spectrum you're on, whether you're just beginning or whether you're like, well, I hope I make it to another year, right? I mean, come on, let's be real. In fact, some do not even comprehend that it's happening until it's too late. That's when the fights get so bad, the arguments where you just can't overcome things. Bitterness has developed, and therefore you're like, you know what? This isn't working. I can't go on. And what do you think they begin to talk about? Divorce. Don't compromise your marriage just because. Don't compromise it because it's easy, because you're self-centered. Don't compromise it because you're like, well, I just don't have time for that. Seriously? You had time to spend tens of thousands of dollars on your wedding, and you will not spend 10 minutes a day on your marriage? Yeah, I am calling all of us out on this. It drives me crazy to see all the statistics that are out there on how much we are spending on weddings. But when it comes to our marriage, after the huge whoop-de-doo and whatever you wanted to create, it's now you're like, real life? You won't even go to a counseling session together. You won't even get help. You won't even talk to each other civilly. It's just like, you know what? If it's not easy, it's not for me. Don't allow yourself to think that everything will go away or fix itself. It just doesn't melt away. Do you think dust bunnies go away in your house? No, they don't. They just what? They grow. Pretty soon you have a huge tumbleweed in your house. Well, at least that's what my husband calls them. They're not that big, but he does call them that. It's the cat fur and the dog fur, and they just kind of look like these tumbleweeds. And they get in the corners as if, you know, the wind blew them and the wind is us walking by. The problem is this. In marriage, right, if you're doing everything by yourself, you're going to be by yourself. But you said I do to become we do, which is one. And when you do that, you have to understand that you alone can't do everything. You have to work toward unity. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Work toward unity. Uniting together comes with sacrifice. A price must be paid to gain traction towards unity. It's not going to happen overnight. there will be many times over that you will have to give up something. You'll have to say, oh man, you know, I guess I can't go to school because we've got to pay for my husband's career, and that's what we decided on. So we're doing that first, and then I will do mine. Some would call that unfair. Some would call that wrong. Well, why can't you do it when he's doing it? It's the season of life that you're in. It's okay. But understand, right, there's compromise. There's sometimes things that you have to back off of and other things that you have to ramp up, and you have to find a way to come into agreement. An agreement means not throwing temper tantrums to get your own way. Agreement is not saying I am right and you are wrong every single time. If you're sitting here having arguments and pointing your finger and raising your voice for no reason, that's not getting you anywhere. In fact, it's just drawing you all further apart. Arguments repel. You need to do things that attract. So when you work towards unity, what do you think it does for you? It awakens your heart for your spouse. And in turn, it also awakens your spouse's heart for you. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. That comes from Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. And that's really the basis for our work toward unity. Because when we think about it, I don't think a lot of us know how to put it into words and put it into action. So here's three ways you can begin to do that in your marriage. Number one, love beyond circumstances. When we allow our emotions to take over, then we attach our feelings and we keep coming back to those feelings. What do you think we're feeding into? The negative, the not so good that, oh man, this isn't what I wanted. I wanted this over here. Why can't I have it, right? It's like, if it's not about me, then why should we do it anymore? You've got to love beyond circumstances. You are not always going to get to do what you want to do. You may eventually, but remember that word compromise? When you love beyond circumstances, that is exactly what you're doing. You're saying, you know what? I may not like this, but I know the importance now with the season that we're in, so I am willing to say, okay. Now, I understand this too. Sometimes you do have to fight a little bit. Sometimes there needs to be a little bit more fire in your voice. Yes, I understand that. But how much fire? Is it an everyday event? Is it every single time you open your mouth? When you're doing that, there are other issues. But that is for another episode. So you need to love beyond circumstances. Don't allow your circumstances to dictate your love for each other. Your successful marriage is not going to come because you guys do everything right. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to do more wrong than you are right. And by the grace of God, hopefully that wrong will be turned into more right, so you'll balance off more towards the right side than the wrong side, thanks to the Lord. So love beyond circumstances. Don't pigeonhole yourself. Don't say, just because this is going on, this is the only way, or this is the only way that we can do it. No, it's not. There are many different ways in all these circumstances that you could possibly go through. There are other avenues to work from. And one of those, the most important, is love. Love beyond circumstances. Number two, take interest in your spouse. It's very interesting that when we get married, we come together and it's a honeymoon. And that honeymoon is very short-lived because then all of a sudden, real life strikes. And it's like a nuclear bomb. And you're like, seriously? I did not see that one coming. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, I think I'm missing something about me. Who am I? And we begin to not become so focused on our lack of identity, but we don't understand that we have to be willing to sacrifice in order to gain what God wants us to when it comes to unity in marriage. And part of that is taking interest in your spouse. You can pretend all you want about, oh yeah, I take care of him and this is great and, you know, I really support him and I want to learn what he's learning. But a lot of us, we don't even go that far. It's all talk and no action. You've got to put your words into action. Pay attention to what your spouse is interested in. Don't lose sight of that, because if they begin to notice that you are losing sight, so if he says, oh, well, my woman's not into me anymore, what do you think might happen? Temptation of many things. I'll let your imagination go on that one. And that can be a scary road to turn. And maybe some of you have actually had that happen to you. And you're like, you know what, Christine, we came around, we reconciled, praise the Lord. But not all marriages end up in that position. And so instead of getting to that position to see, oh, can we survive something crazy like that? Take interest in your spouse. It's a lot easier up front. Spend time. Notice things. Make comments. Have conversation. Just as if you were dating. Your spouse is changing every day, and so are you. So take interest in your spouse. And finally, number three, value your spouse above you. We are very naturally wired to be selfish. It's our sinful nature. It's all about me. And really, yeah, it's all about me. No, it's not. It's not all about you. If it was all about you, why did you say I do to equal we do? Doesn't make sense. Now, maybe you were like, well, you know, we just kind of threw something together. We really didn't want to get married, but now we are. And so, yeah, we don't think divorce is an option. So we're just going to make it work. Seriously, that is not how you enter into marriage. That's not how you have an incredible relationship. That is not how you value your spouse. You have to look at your spouse and say, you know what, man, you are really gifted in this area. When he or she comes home from work, I just want you to know how much I appreciate your working and supporting our family. Now, does that have to happen every day? No, but I guarantee you, most of us have not said something like that in the last 5 years. Yeah, that was a pretty bold statement, wasn't it? And I mean it. Why? Because, oh, we think we already have valued our spouses. We think what we say, oh, they just know. They don't know unless if you tell them. He will have no idea that you are very appreciative of his late nights at work unless if you tell him. And he needs to hear it. And also, I want to talk on the flip side. For those of you who men who are listening, you have stay-at-home moms or work-at-home moms, or maybe they're schooling moms, but everything is done basically from home base. You need to really value your woman. And I say this because they already feel undervalued. And it's not because they don't love what they do, but you got to understand, they can't escape like you can. You get to leave and go to work. Well, in our normal days, you would. Maybe not right now. With COVID happening, it's a little different. But in the olden days, the old normal, we're going to get to a new normal, but the old normal was like, yes, you could escape it. Those who are staying at home, you can't escape it. So you've got to be able to say, you know what, hon, I know you're tired, but I want you to know how much I appreciated you putting your love when you fed us tonight. I'm telling you, She's going to fall on the floor. Okay, maybe not exactly that, but she's going to come close to it. She's going to be like, what did you do with my husband? Who are you? Are you a robot? I'm a little concerned. It's not that they feel undervalued because they know what they do is important, but they do question whether or not they are noticed. All of us want to be seen. All of us want to be heard, whether we're married or not. So take value in your spouse. Love beyond circumstances and take interest. This is not an easy thing to do. This is something that takes lots of work. That's why you have to work toward unity. It doesn't happen overnight. Think about your wedding. Maybe in your wedding, you had the unity candle. Some people now are doing the cross where they put it together and it becomes one. There's a symbol of it. And there's many different things out there now that is symbolizing unity, two becoming one. I want to take the basic, more original, traditional route, and that's the candle. Lighting the candle, taking two flames and lighting it into one. It takes work, right, to get those flames to come into one to reignite. It just doesn't spontaneously happen. That's what needs to happen in our marriage. We have to work to make it happen. We have to understand that, you know what? It doesn't happen overnight, but it very well can happen every day so long as we're willing to put the work in. So it's up to you. Are you ready to have unity in your marriage, to grow your foundation so that when tough times happen, you can conquer it? I believe in you, and I know that you are going to grow as one in your marriage. But you know what? It's got to start somewhere. So start today. Find your spouse and tell him something unbelievable about himself. Go tell her thank you for something that you haven't expressed gratitude for in a long time. And I promise you, that's the first step to growing your marriage. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.